Good morning. Happy Monday. It is good morning right now. Don't want to date these podcasts, right? Happy Monday. Columbus Day. Holiday for some. Wow. Listen to the birds. I'm out here taking a walk. I haven't walked for about 3 days. So, needless to say, I'm a little out of breath, and it feels good, though. Hope you're all having a great day, and I want to hop on and say a lot of us are missing our fall activities, and we just have to find something else to plug in and take place. Maybe a car ride, a state park, something with some social distance. I heard on the news that our governor is quarantined because one of his staffers has tested positive for COVID. So it's still here. It's around. Anyway, I want to pop on and say that I've had a couple of good days. I had to pull those calories back in, be mindful of what I've been doing, because activity makes you feel good. It makes you strong. It builds a good body. But what you put in your body is how you feel as well, and in the weight that you carry. So my husband's out here walking with me this morning, and it's a nice fallish type day, not too cool. I think it's about 63. So I wanted to give you some encouragement today. If you feel like you've fallen off the wagon for the 100,000,000,000th time, there's a way to hop back on. And the sooner that you do that, the better off that you will be. So if you're not good at keeping up with what you eat, you may want to get a tracker on your phone, because sometimes we mindlessly eat and the calories really get away from us. It really is about calories and getting in some good foods. So it's not something that's not doable. You have to have a starting place. Sometimes we have to have a reset place. But it's never an ending place, because it's a constant journey. It's something you want to do for yourself, to show up for yourself. It's an individual journey. You don't need a friend. You don't need your spouse. You don't need your husband. I think I said spouse. Traffic covered. Yeah, I'm in traffic right here on the road. You don't need anyone in your tribe to do something for yourself. It's your job, your focus, and it's what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. It's not hard, but what is hard is thinking that you can do this and then you're done. That's not how it works, because we've developed habits. We put those habits in of eating too much, and trying to take those out is where the work comes in. So you've got this. You can do it. I've done it. I'm still doing it. I'm still trying. Because when the scale slips up, I have to say no. Stop. Stop and think. Stop and focus. Stop and take a time out. You know how to get it done. just do it. Because feeling better is better than having all the calories and crap in your body. It's better than the chip. It's better than the bowl of cheese. It's better. The feeling good is better. Not having the weight on your knees, the added weight on your body is so much better for you. I know I can do stairs better. I can walk better. I can do so many chores in my home better. I can get in my vehicle better. I can get on the floor better. I could go on and on and on. How many things that are so better for me. And like I said, it's left up to you to turn down the donut when it doesn't fit in your day. You know, I've had too much. No, I don't need that. Oh, come on. Eat the donut. No, I don't want the donut. You know, I'll take some oatmeal or I'll take a protein shake. I'll take something that's better for my body. All right. It is a talk today, but I know you've got this. I've done it one day at a time, and it is a struggle. Some days it's a struggle, I won't lie. Because once you are an addict of food, it's hard to undo that. So now we know how it feels to be addicted to something. You know, it could be L8, soda pop, all the sugar. It's one thing I've tried to take out is as much sugar as I can, but it's just one day at a time. One day at a time, you show up and you keep telling yourself, I can do this. This is why I am doing it. For me, it is all for me. Have a great day, friends. I hope that it's a relaxing day and just love yourself. Give yourself grace. Read something. Put something in your ear today. Do some self-care just for you. Take care. Have an awesome day.